In this bulletin, First Nations leaders and peak bodies hailed Northern Territory Police Commissioner's Gama apology as a new dawning. Australia increases its terrorism threat level from possible to probable. And Australian high jumpers claimed silver and bronze, the first double podium athletics finish in decades. While Indigenous groups welcome an apology delivered by the Northern Territory Police Chief for injustice and harm inflicted on First Nations Australians in the past 150 years, experts are asking for reforms to improve outcomes. Speaking at the Gama Festival, Northern Territory Police Commissioner Michael Murphy considered the police has made mistakes and acknowledged a history of injustices against Indigenous Australians from their officers. Born and raised in the Northern Territory, Leanne Lido was an officer in the South Australian Police for more than a decade. The Arante lawyer is now leading an anti-racism push inside Northern Territory Police. She told NITV she wants to see real steps being taken to bring about change.
And we know it's going to take time to rebuild that trust and get a level of confidence where they know that it's not just words. It'll be looking at what training the officers get to work with Aboriginal people. It'd be looking at how do we assess bias, prejudices and racism in applications for people who want to apply for the police force.
Indigenous Australians Minister Malandiri McCarthy says her government remains committed in principle to the Uluru Statement from the Heart. It comes after Prime Minister Anthony Albanese appeared to back down from the proposed Makarrata Commission at the Gama Festival over the weekend. Makarrata is a Yolngu word meaning for coming together after a struggle. The proposed commission would lead truth-telling about First Nations history. It was an election promise and the government has allocated $5.8 million towards its establishment. Ms. McCarthy addressed the confusion over whether the commission still had the government's support in an interview with ABC Breakfast.
And we know it's going to take time to rebuild that trust and get a level of confidence where they know that it's not just words. It'll be looking at what training the officers get to work with Aboriginal people. It'll be looking at how do we assess bias, prejudices and racism in applications for people who want to apply for the police force.
Australia has increased its national terrorism threat level from possible to probable. The government says a rise in extremism across the political and ideological spectrum is behind the revision. Right possible terrorist incidents were investigated or disrupted in the country since April. Authorities say no one group has caused the change, rather it's growing concerns across a range of ideologies. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the increase does not mean there is an imminent threat.
I want to reassure Australians, probable does not mean inevitable, and it does not mean there is intelligence about an imminent threat or danger. But the advice that we've received is that more Australians are embracing a more diverse range of extreme ideologies, and it is our responsibility to be vigilant.
The government is urging anyone who has witnessed or suspected terrorist activity to call the National Security Hotline on 1800 123 400. The Israeli embassy says an Australian report on the killing of aid worker Zomi Frankom and six of her colleagues in Gaza omitted crucial details. The report by the former Australian Defence Force Chief Mark Binskin was released on Friday and found there had been a significant breakdown in situation awareness by the Israeli Defence Forces. Israel has said it takes full responsibility for the grave incident, but its embassy criticised the Australian government for not being forthcoming about the level of cooperation and openness it says the IDF exhibited in contributing to the report. Jordan's foreign minister has met with his Iranian counterpart in Tehran as fears grow over a wider regional war in the Middle East. Ayman Safadi is the first senior Jordanian official to pay an official visit to Iran in over 20 years. His visit follows continued diplomatic contacts by the United States and partners like France, Britain, Italy and Egypt, all calling for de-escalation. Last week, Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh was assassinated in Tehran in a strike Iran has accused Israel of carrying out and vowed to avenge. The U.S. says although it still believes a ceasefire is the best way forward, it's helping Israel prepare for a response. Here is the National Security Council's Admiral John Kirby on Fox.
Look, when the Supreme Leader says he's going to avenge, we have to take that seriously. Now, I don't know what they're going to do or when they're going to do it, but we got to make darn sure that we're ready and that we have the capabilities in the region to be able to help Israel defend itself and, quite frankly, defend our own people, our own facilities, our own national security.
Nearly 100 people have been killed and hundreds more injured amid renewed anti-government protests in Bangladesh. The government has shut off mobile internet and imposed an indefinite curfew to try to quell the unrest. Protesters are calling for Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina to resign after student-led protests turned deadly last month over a quota system for government jobs. The unrest resulted in the closure of schools and universities across the country, and authorities at one point imposed a shoot-on-site curfew. At least 11,000 people have been arrested in recent weeks. Akia Froj is a student in the capital, Dhaka.
5 dead bodies came in front of me. Boys have been shot in the head. Tongues from their mouths were blown away. I can't think that I will need to see war within my own people. One after another, dead bodies are coming. What will we do? Everyone is praying there.
The clean-up has begun in parts of the United Kingdom after a series of violent anti-immigration protests. Protests descended into riots in some cities, with bottles and bricks thrown and shop fronts set on fire. Over 140 people have been arrested. The protests come nearly a week after 3 young girls were stabbed to death near Liverpool. Online misinformation has seen false claims circulate that the attacker was a Muslim migrant. Prime Minister Keir Starmer says those involved in the violence will be punished.
I utterly condemn the far-right thuggery we've seen this weekend. Be in no doubt, those that have participated in this violence will face the full force of the law.
In the port city of Hull, residents like Nadine Bulmer gathered to clean the streets and express solidarity with the migrant community.
I think it was really important to show the people of Springbank, our black and Asian community, that, you know, if people are going to bring 200 people out to Insight here, we're going to bring 20,000 out to Insight Good.
Back home, new research shows over 40% of young Australians are persistently lonely, as well as 1 in 4 adults. The figures were released by the charity Ending Loneliness Together to coincide with Australia's second annual Loneliness Awareness Week. Data shows those who experience financial hardship are unemployed, single or divorced, or who come from a culturally and linguistically diverse background are more vulnerable to persistent loneliness, which researchers define as being longer than 8 weeks. Sophia Fu, a new mom in Melbourne, says she found becoming a parent a very isolating experience.
I think the feeling of loneliness is feeling like you had no one that understood what you were going through at that same time. Don't think I talked specifically about loneliness to anyone apart from my partner. Even if one person notices, that makes a big difference, rather than everyone just sweeping it under the rug and going like, that's fine, she'll be right in a month.
Commuters in Queensland will pay just 50 cents per trip on public transport as the state government prepares for an upcoming election. The discount will apply to TransLink bus, ferry and train services for the next 6 months and a trial to address cost of living pressures. Ticket prices on the privatised airport rail line have been halved under the scheme. And to sport in athletics, Nicola Oyslagers and Eleanor Patterson have added to Australia's medal haul, winning silver and bronze in the women's high jump. It's the first time in 56 years that two Australians have finished on the same podium at an Olympics athletics event. Oyster Gaz cleared 2 meters on her third attempt, only losing on a count back to Ukraine's Yaroslava Mashushkin, the world record holder. And now, having a look at the weather around the country: Broome, sunny 29, Perth, partly cloudy 20, Adelaide, partly cloudy 15, Melbourne, cloudy 14, Hobart, mostly sunny 15, Albury Wodonga, cloudy 12, Canberra, cloudy as well, and a top of 13 degrees, Wollongong, similar conditions, 18, Sydney, possible shower, 19 degrees, Newcastle, a shower of 2 and 20, Brisbane, cloudy 23, Townsville, mostly cloudy 26, Cairns, possible shower 27, Alice Springs, sunny day, 20 degrees, Darwin, mostly sunny, 31, and the Torres Strait Islands, a mostly cloudy day and a top of 29 degrees. And that is NITV Radio News.